This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Folks, after 9/11, can you imagine, just try to process, do you remember what the country was like after 9/11 and the way we hunted Al-Qaeda? And then eventually ISIS, right? Can you imagine giving Al-Qaeda what it's always wanted? Always wanted. A country of its own, a safe space. Now, Obama and John Kerry tried to build ISIS and Al-Qaeda. It's really the same thing. They're branches of the same operation, same jihadis. Remember, tried to build them a caliphate? Said, oh, we're not going to be able to disassemble this thing for decades. Turns out we were arming and training them in Jordan and then sending them down there to run their caliphate. 40,000 strong. When Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump teamed up together, I'll never forget as long as I live, the UK Daily Mail story was so triumphant. This was in the first term, Trump's first term. Yeah, Kerry and Obama are like, oh, we can't do anything about that. Darn, it'll take decades to remove that thing. Putin and Trump are like, nah, 9 months. There's a hole where it used to be. The few that survived, we hunted down with Moabs and blew them out of the earth. And then we didn't hear from ISIS and Al-Qaeda for a long time. Remember that? Well, the Democrats were working very hard on that. No, it was so peaceful for a while. We didn't hear about these people. They weren't blowing anything up. But USAID was working hard. Oh, yeah. So was the Biden CIA and State Department, arming and training the jihadis, who they say weren't ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but were. USAID funding Al-Qaeda for the takeover in Syria. Americans are so ignorant of who's who and what's what in the Middle East. They actually had Republicans cheering when Bashar Assad was deposed. I want to challenge you on something. When was the last attack by Bashar Assad in Syria on America? Do you know? How many did it kill? It's a trick question. The answer is there wasn't one. There never has been. But Assad, that sounds Muslim. Let's kill him. Come on. He likes Iran. No, he likes Christians, which is why they didn't die under him. He likes Alawites. They didn't die either. He likes Druze. Druze is kind of a very old sect that's a mix of Judaism and Christianity. He likes them too. They weirdly lived under him. So did secularists. Why? Because he was running a modern Western regime. But Obama didn't like that. So Biden started and Obama started and Biden finished the installation of Al-Qaeda to run Syria. They're going to kill a lot of us. They're training to do that right now. And so the cycle begins again, just as it did on 9/11. We armed and trained them for years. Oh, yeah, bin Laden, we armed and trained him and all his jihadis, and they killed us. They'd do it again. It's starting now. Maybe it won't start, because Israel just bombed the hell out of them. Good. Ever heard the name Abu Muhammad al-Jolani? You ever seen those commercials on Fox News at the breaks? men with their legs blown off and we build them houses and stuff. Yeah, that was him. He blew a lot of legs off in Iraq. In fact, he was the leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Super nice guy. If you served them, you probably know who he is since you don't have knees anymore. That's if you survived. Killed a lot of us there. Great guy, though. Other than that, nobody cares. So what is he doing today? Oh, he was installed to run Syria. Wait a minute. We armed and trained him to overthrow a guy, Assad, who, you know, maybe not a nice guy, but he's never killed any of us. And replaced him with Al-Qaeda. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what we did. That's what we did. I was in horror over this. Even Sean Hannity was cheering. Ah, we got Assad. He likes Iran or something. How many of us has he killed again? I mean, in what terror attack was that? Oh, there wasn't one. Yeah, cool. We overthrew him. Who do we install? Abu Muhammad al-Jawlani. Cool. And we paid for that. Let me get this straight. The Iraqi war veterans and their war widows paid to install this guy. Yeah, he runs Syria. It was so bad he kind of had to change his name. He goes by a new name now. He ran Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, which until last week, I kid you not, was a designated terror organization. Yeah, because things tend to go kabloom. And when they took over, I was an absolute whore. I said, they're going to slaughter the Christians. You know what they did? They slaughtered the Christians. That was great. They rounded them up. There's all kinds of pictures of it on X. Yeah, rounded them up, took them to the cities, executed them. Raped the women. You know, typical Al-Qaeda stuff. Washington cheered. This guy's so smart. Again, al-Jawlani doesn't even go by his name anymore because he can't. He killed too many of us. So, what is he doing now? Exactly what I told you. This time he was slaughtering Druze. They were killing the men and raping the little girls in front of their family. Some of them they killed, the rest mostly they took for sex slaves. It was cool. Who was doing that? Well, al-Jawlani. I mean, what do you think he's going to do? He's al-Qaeda. He's running Syria. By the way, you spent $9 million making that happen. USAID sent it to them. So we're cool. But as long as they call themselves by another name, that's good. Anyway, I damn near lost my mind last night watching you morons cheer, some of you, online. A lot of wise people, too. Oh, Rubio got a peace deal with Israel. This is so good. Well, what are they going to do? Oh, they'll stop killing Al-Qaeda. Don't we want them to kill Al-Qaeda? No, it's cool. So it's going to be peace. No, they can go finish killing the Druze in peace. It was sectarian. We settled it. Got a level of pretend. Now, why would Rubio do this? Well, Saudi Arabia is quite Trump over a barrel. Remember when Joe Biden alienated them and humiliated the crown prince? And the crown prince said, fine, okay, we won't sell oil for dollars anymore to the Chinese. Good luck with that currency of yours. Yeah, because Joe Biden kicked him. I thought he was trying to collapse the dollar. I really did. Or he's maybe just really dumb and drools a lot. I don't know. So what happened was Saudi Arabia cut a deal that is a gut punch. Trump went there and basically begged, what choice did he have? Hey, stop selling oil in other people's currencies. We need you to sell it for the dollar or our country will collapse. And you know what that prince said? Saudi prince? Okay. You know what you're going to do? You're going to recognize Al-Qaeda. You're going to extend diplomatic relations to them. You're going to pretend they're not murderous bastards. Trump had to eat that. Biden caused it. Now, the good news is we stabilized the dollar. They're back on board as our allies, and we're not going to lose the dollar. The bad news is a week after Trump complied and they knew they were good, they went on a rape and murder spree, rounding up little girls, raping them in front of their parents. You should see the video. It's terrific. We had to back them. Had to back them. The only people on the face of the earth who said, no, we're not doing this. We're not doing a genocide. Israelis. Bomb the crap out of them. You know what we should do? Oh, sorry. Is that a crater in your little city there in Damascus? Yeah, that's a shame. Nope, us, nope. We got nothing to do with it, but no, we got to go cut a peace deal. And I know why we did it. We're doing it to save the dollar. But folks, when you get in bed with the devil and you print and print and print and print and print, This is who you have to celebrate. Do you know what they're going to do in Syria? Oh, they're running the terror training camps right now. They're going to send the savages to blow us up on our own territory again. We are going to do this again. Anyway, that's what just happened in Syria, and I thought you should know. We are now Al-Qaeda's biggest supporters after having deposed the guy who was killing that Bashar Assad. But no one will be any the wiser till it goes kabloom, and hopefully they don't take down the grid this time, maybe just a few thousand of us. It's coming, y'all. It's coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Texture writes, hey, Tara, you've said today twice is Friday. It's Thursday, isn't it? Well, for me, it's Friday because I'm off tomorrow. What are you going to do? Well, I'm going to do a spectacular edition of the Insane Things podcast. I do that every Friday, you know, so if you want to keep up with what's really important, what really means something, the most important things of the week, I do that every Friday. But if I'm off, I'll do it on Thursday and I'll do a big edition to cover both days. So if you miss the show tomorrow, you can always download the Insane Things podcast. I'm going to put it up a day early. So to me, I feel like it's Friday. Sorry about that. But anyway, check on Fridays because if you get busy, and I know a lot of people do, and you miss out on the show, I wrap the week up with it every week. And it's my most popular podcast. It gets almost twice the hits the other days of the week do, and I'll just count it down. And you can use it, you know, on weekends when you're doing your errands, doing the boring stuff, mowing the grass, just put the earplugs in and I'll catch you up on the week that was. And I count it down so that you get the most important stuff first. It's just to maximize your time. So that's a great way to get caught up and you won't even know you missed the show for the week. Although it's better to miss, you know, just watch the show or listen to it either way. Anyway, text Rachel a couple times this morning. You've said it was Friday, wishful thinking. No, I have tomorrow off. But again, you can always check out the Battleground America podcast. I generally highlight the most important thing there, especially on Friday. So if you don't listen to anything else, you only catch me every once in a while, check out the Battleground America podcast on Fridays. It's called the Insane Things podcast. I count down insane things from the week that was. Okay. Folks, this James Comey daughter thing being fired is huge. Because all the dots are coming together right now. But we had Alan Dershowitz, Trump's personal attorney, but also Epstein's personal attorney, who, by the way, at one point was accused of being one of the pedophile Johns in the Epstein ring. But the accuser recanted and said, no, she had the wrong guy. I don't know. Whatever. But he'd know. He has actually gotten a look at the sealed documents the judges put under wraps. They are sealed. You cannot see them. What is in them? The testimony of over 40 of the victims as to what they suffered and who the Johns were. Well, wait, where is this stuff? Judges have it. It's sealed. Huh. Now, the names of the Johns are blacked out in there, but Dershowitz said, I could tell who almost every one of them is because just the descriptions of it. He's like, it's very transparent. There's a lot of detail. Including where they live. Yeah. Okay. So why is that sealed? because the U.S. government fought like the dickens in court to keep it sealed. In fact, one federal prosecutor made it pretty much her full-time job to keep those Johns, the history, and the abuse and the Epstein record sealed. Who was that? Maureen Comey. I've been talking about it for 2 years. So everybody's reporting this morning. We had the DOJ fired her. Pam Bondi fired Maureen Comey. Good riddance. I wouldn't have anyone from that family anywhere near the federal government. When your daddy is tweeting to kill Trump, I mean, come on. She's practically a sleeper cell. But what has she been doing? Fighting FOIA lawsuits from many who tried to get those seals lifted now that the Ghislaine Maxwell case is done and Epstein's dead. In fact, you could say almost the entire reason we don't know who those Johns are is because of Maureen Comey, and she was just fired. See how this works? Now, here's where it gets really interesting, folks. And I got to tell you, I'm endlessly fascinated by this Epstein thing and what Trump is thinking. I'm not happy with the statement he published. I have seen it. I don't know what, saying his followers are stupid. He doesn't need their votes. Yeah. For all the smart things Trump's done lately, that was pretty dumb. I acknowledge that. But I think it's interesting that Maureen Comey just got fired. Jim Hoft at the Gateway Pundit was the first to sue for the Comey documents. It was back in 2022. And of course, naturally, Maureen Comey showed up, fought the case. This is how crazy this got, okay? A guy whose attorney identified him as John Doe argued that he was one of the Johns, but had a right to privacy. What do you think the federal government's position on that was? Well, enter Maureen Comey. We love Johns. We love pedophiles. And she fought to keep the all of those documents under wraps. Now, question I have, has Pam Bondi seen those documents? Has Trump seen those documents? Kash Patel? They're sealed and in the custody of the court. I don't know. But it's very curious that Maureen Comey just got fired. What effect does that have? That takes that case out of her hands. Let's see whose hands they put it in. Actually arguing to protect the Johns. Now, one more thing to make all this make sense, okay? Why would Maureen Comey be doing this? What is James Comey known for? One of the things he may eventually be prosecuted for. He ran honeypots, honey traps. In fact, remember, he sent sex agents into the Trump campaign in 2015 and 2016 to try to entrap Trump and those around him for compromise. By the way, that was totally illegal. It's legally dubious to do that when you have evidence of a crime. It's extremely, extremely tenuous. He didn't have any evidence of a crime. He just was trying to help Hillary because he's a criminal. Wait. So daddy ran honeypot operations, sending in basically spies who have sex with you to get compromise, get pictures, blackmail you, that kind of thing. Daddy did that? Yes. It was illegal when daddy did that. Yes. And of all of the, how many of us are there in this country now? Who knows? 380 million? 400 million? Of all of the people in the entire country, Maureen Comey is the one? Maureen Comey is the one. Fighting the FOIA lawsuits, fighting to keep the Epstein evidence under lock and key on behalf of the DOJ and FBI? And you're going to tell me there's no corruption there. Okay. And that's what makes it so interesting that she got fired. I don't know what it adds up to. I'm just connecting the dots. Nobody else is connecting this morning. Okay, folks, coming up, there is a true bombshell news day, bombshell breaking here. Folks, when you see what Trump's got right now on the deep state and what they're doing with it, the deep state may actually go down and take Obama and Hillary with them. This is so exciting. I'm going to lay all of it out coming up at 8:30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.